Welcome back to the Thomas Crane Public Library here in Quincy. Always a busy and active place, both during the day and even in the off hours. And a lot of those other programs are made possible by the friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. Hillary Miller is back as a friend to give us an update on what's going on. Great to see you, Hillary.
Oh, so good to see you. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. It's been a little while, actually. I think last fall since we had an update, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So long overdue.
Yes. Well, there's been a lot happening, though, so a lot to catch up on.
Indeed, yeah. Before we get into any of that, tell me just kind of a brief overview. What are the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library?
Oh, absolutely. So the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission it is to support the library. So we do this in many ways through fundraising and providing funds for library programming. So it's a great organization for people who really just love the library, see the value in the community, and want to give back in some way.
Right, and add a lot to it, right, in terms of performances or artistic displays or children's activities that's not included in the regular library budget.
Exactly, it's a little bit of everything, right, from museum passes to events to items that can be checked out in the library, too.
Yeah. You're kind of like the boosters, the library boosters.
Exactly.
Folks want to relate it to a school connotation.
Exactly, that's a great way of thinking of it.
How many friends are there, roughly, even just roughly?
Oh, we have a couple of hundred friends.
Wow,
yes,
okay.
And we could always use more, though. There's always room for more friends.
Never have too many friends, right?
Never have too many.
But as you mentioned, you are a registered 501c3, so you have a kind of a corporate structure, right? There's a board.
There is a board,
regular
yes.
Meetings, yep.
Regular meetings. We actually just had our annual meeting recently, but
great.
We can talk about that later if you'd like.
Yeah, we will do that,
yeah.
But I thought we could start with maybe the most recent event that happened yesterday.
Just yesterday,
yeah,
that's
breaking
right.
News.
Yeah, exactly. So the Thomas Crane Public Library had its grand opening yesterday for the Cranium Makerspace. I think that name is just very clever, so I'm a big fan. So this is a space, it is on the first floor of the library where people can come in and create, invent, learn. It's a collaborative area. So they will have different types of items for that creation process, like 3D printers or craft supplies, metal stamping kits, a little bit of everything. Mm. So if you have some creative juices that are flowing, the makerspace is going to be a great place to go.
Wow.
And the friends were able to provide some funding to get some of the materials and the machines, the things that you'll be using
to
do that creating in the makerspace.
And open to all the library patrons?
Yes. Once we hit July, we will be open, or that space will be open to the public.
Yep.
But if you are just itching to get in there between now and then, there are some opportunities to get in there and learn a little bit more. There are some dates coming up.
Please tell us, yeah.
There was actually an open house today, so we just missed that one. Just missed that one, but there's going to be another open house next Thursday, May 30th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and then again on Thursday, June 4th, from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So if people are interested in learning more about what a makerspace is and what you can do in it, those are the open house hours. There are a number of other events planned in the makerspace.
Really?
Based on certain different types of crafts. All of that information can be found on the library website if anybody would like to check it out before then.
It's just at the main branch right now?
At the main branch, that's correct.
And is it kind of a supervised area where, you know, you have programming and a leader that will show you how to use these things, or is it just kind of figure it out yourself?
I think there will be a mix of both.
Yeah,
so it's one of those things that a lot of people learn in an environment where they are being taught and they can learn new skills that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to just get in there and get in there with some craft materials and see what they can learn and what they can
create. Okay, let their imagination go wild.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, some of these items will also be available eventually to check out through the library's Library of Things.
Yes.
So some of the objects and items and machines, the materials can be taken home for maybe that creation, you know, in your own space.
Okay. You have an idea that you just can't finish in the library, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good to know. Now, the creations that are made, do the folks who make them get to keep them, or, you know, what's the story with that? Or is it going to be having like a display of makerspace materials?
I believe I do not know for sure.
Oh, all right, okay.
I don't know for sure. Right. I do believe though that they encourage people to have those materials to take home, That's a great question for the library.
Okay.
But again, just grand opening yesterday.
Yep.
It was a nice event with a great turnout.
Oh, good.
And the library also received support, in addition to support from the Friends, Senator Keenan also was able to help secure funding for that.
Oh, super.
So there are many people coming together to make this great project happen.
Well, it's so different, you know, than what you think of as a normal, you know, quote unquote traditional library. I mean, things and 3D printers and, you know, laser cutters, not the things you associate with a library.
No, it's really amazing what libraries are here in the 21st century. They are community spaces, and thinking about learning isn't just from books anymore. It happens in many different ways, and that this is a resource for the community. If you are trying to apply for jobs, there are resources at the library to help you. So really, all aspects of your life, you can enhance it in some way at the library.
It's really true. I know that there's been a literacy program at the library for many, many years for folks who don't speak English as a primary language, and I'm sure that's continuing as well. And other things that folks should explore that they might not be aware of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The calendar on the Thomas Crane Public Library
yes.
website is a great place to see what is coming up
for
and
sure.
what might fit into people's schedules.
Yes. So you mentioned there was the annual meeting not too long ago.
Yes, that was just last week.
Oh, okay.
May 14th, I believe, was the date.
Okay.
So every year, the Friends of the Library have a public meeting. Of course, we got to get that business part done.
Of course.
You know, that's very important to our operations.
Absolutely.
But we mix a little bit of pleasure in there with the business, too. We actually had a presentation from Adam Centimore. He is a food and wine professional, actually based out of Quincy, and has a book that is in the library's circulating collection. But he came to talk to us about the history of chocolate.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And yes, that did include a tasting.
Of course it did.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good. What is the history of chocolate?
Oh, it's a very long history.
Yeah.
A lot of it really began with the Mayans and the Aztecs there. And chocolate was not something you ate. It was something you drank early on.
Oh.
So he walked us through the whole history, the process of making chocolate, different types of chocolate, and we got to taste 5 different types. So I love chocolate in all of its forms, really. So I was very happy with that.
Sure.
So that's something we always try to do with our annual meeting is have a program where it's educational but also fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you can always look forward to in the spring is the Friends annual meeting, and these are open to the public.
I'm guessing you at that meeting you laid out kind of what you'd hope to achieve for 2024, right?
A little bit, yes. Yeah, looking ahead and what we achieved, especially in this last year, and thinking about all the different types of programs that we were able to support at the library through memberships and fundraising efforts, and also purchases at our bookstore.
Yes, which is, I know, a main driver for the Friends, right? It's kind of like the feather in your cap.
It is.
Yeah. In a new location, how's that working out now?
Oh, it's working out fantastically.
Good.
Yeah, so thank you so much for asking. We are now located on the first floor of the atrium in the main library. It's just the main library at this point. So hard to miss us.
Right.
We are there.
Yeah.
We're open most days of the week, at least for a couple of hours. Many of those hours are in the afternoon, but Thursday nights, I believe, are the nights where we have evening hours.
Okay.
So really anybody can stop in, browse the collection in there to see what they can find. There's a little bit of something for everyone. And if you do miss the bookstore when it's open, there is also a selection in the atrium of books that are typically four for a dollar, some sort of great deal like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even still you're able to still purchase those after bookstore hours are over for the day.
Okay. Is it your main source of fundraising, would you say, is the bookstore?
That and memberships.
Memberships, okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and again, that's all the funds that really help support these programs, but we need people to help support the bookstore too.
Sure.
We could still use some donations for the bookstore for books and media like DVDs.
People ask me all the time, can I make donations? So the answer is yes.
Yeah, so if you are, you know, it's springtime now, doing a little bit of spring cleaning, have some books and DVDs and CDs in great, you know, good condition.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them over to the bookstore,
and
we'd be happy to take them. We just don't take things like textbooks, encyclopedias, VHSs.
VHSs. Younger folks don't know what we're talking about, Hillary. but things that are dated, like textbooks, you know, there would be a market for, right?
So, exactly.
Yeah. And I know space is limited.
Space is very limited. Yeah. But even so, many of our books do leave the shelves pretty quickly. Yeah. So we really need those donations to help us keep running as a bookstore.
Absolutely. And I understand now that you accept credit.
That is correct. Yeah. We have credit card machines now, so it's really a great way to support the bookstore.
Yeah, so many people don't carry cash anymore.
We really don't. Yeah. We really don't. Or you save it till you know that you absolutely have to use it. So, yeah, credit cards, easy to do those transactions.
Sure.
Make it very easy.
Won't be long. Summer will be here soon, and folks will be looking for things to do with their families. Museum passes are always popular, right?
They are. Yeah. They are. And they are supported by the Friends of the Library. Museum passes, all of the passes and the information's on the library website.
Okay.
There are some restrictions, though, about how many times a month you can check the passes out. But it's a great way to get out into the community, not just Quincy, but the greater Boston area, and see what you can explore through this program through the library.
Yeah. All of the big museums I know are included, right?
Mm-hmm.
Museum of Fine Art. The Norman Aquarium I know is on there as well. Chances are you'll find something that you will be able to use.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what type of institution it is. There's all sorts represented, from children's museums to art museums, history, and beyond.
Absolutely. What else? After hours events coming up.
Yes. Yeah. Thinking of things to do this summer.
Yeah, I know the license board just approved it earlier this week. So,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. So if you are 21 plus,
yes,
and looking for something to do on June 14th in the evening from, I think, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.,
yep,
it's time to come to summer camp,
okay,
at the Thomas Crane Public Library.
Adult summer camp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So thinking about that nostalgic summer camp vibe is what we're going for the event.
Okay.
It is sponsored by the Friends. It will be outside on the Olmsted Lawn at the library.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there will be music, ice cream, and a cash bar.
Fun, okay.
So yeah, definitely adult summer camp there. That sounds like a great time.
Absolutely. The Olmsted, that's the first I've heard of it referred to as the Olmsted Lawn. Makes perfect sense, of course.
Yes, thinking about that relationship between Frederick Law Olmsted and H.H. Richardson,
yes,
laying that foundation for that wonderful space we enjoy today.
Yeah, it's such an iconic location in the square.
It is.
You know, you see a picture of it, and people identify immediately with that area of Quincy Center, and they know where you are without even having to tell them.
Exactly.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, let's see. All of these programs are being supported by membership, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's something really important that we want to note, is that there are multiple ways to join the Friends of the Library.
Do tell.
Yes.
Yes.
So you can join by sending in a check with a membership form. This information is available on the library website. There is a section for the Friends, so you can go there. Also, in addition to getting that information to send in a check, you can also pay online directly through the website.
Of course.
So memberships range from $10 up to $50.
Okay.
And take additional donations as well. Many benefits to joining the Friends of the Library. You do get our newsletter that comes out a couple of times a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you are up to date on all the news, what's happening in the garden, what events are happening. And then you just get to know that you are supporting. You're working to support our library.
Absolutely. Do you have to be a Quincy resident to be a friend of the Thomas Crane Library?
You do not. We have friends from all over.
Okay.
We encourage friends from all over.
Sure.
So you do not need to be living here in Quincy. You can also potentially make a gift in somebody's name too, in honor of them or in memory of them.
Nice. Okay. Maybe a former patron who would appreciate their name living on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Anything else?
So that we have, let's see.
Open houses. Oh,
coming up, and again, those dates are next Thursday, the 30th, and then also on Thursday, June 4th, for the open houses for the makerspaces there. So that's going to be really exciting to see how that develops throughout the year. And along with that, we continue to have the Library of Things that have been supported through the library, through the Friends. That is located on the second floor. The Library of Things is on the second floor of the main library.
Okay.
So, and again, that's a space for people maybe want to have some equipment at home but don't need it regularly. Think about like those large standing mixers or power tools that they just need it for a specific project or they want to check it out.
Yep.
You can get it through the Library of Things.
Yeah, it's like a borrowing library of things instead of books, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's very novel and unique. I don't know of any other libraries that have such a thing.
I think we're starting to see more and more, which
is
really
right?
exciting.
Yeah, okay. Do the Friends have regular meetings, Hillary? Do you know where folks can attend?
So our board meetings happen on a monthly basis.
Okay.
We will take a little bit of a break sometimes in the summer months as people head out of town. However, if anybody would like to know more about the Friends, they are welcome to reach out through our email address or phone number. They want to get to know more, see what we're up to. But then the annual meeting every year is open to the public.
Okay.
And again, we mix business and pleasure, and it's always a good time.
Yeah, you had chocolate last time, so maybe wine next time.
Yeah, a little bit more complicated to plan that one,
I suppose,
but
yeah.
Always something going on.
So great to talk to you and get an update. Really appreciate it. Please come back.
All right, well, thank you so much for having me.
Great to see you, Hillary.